live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to today's. This is the Wednesday, the Halloween edition of Q&A. Glad to be with you today. Got another interesting show. We're going to open up with Vicki Paris Goodman. She is our resident reviewer of stage plays, symphony shows, and she'll have her latest update today. Then we'll talk with Jamie Nixon from Top Notch Property Management and Sales. And we'll also have one of the Chino Valley Police Department officers here for a canine fundraiser they're having. Looking forward to that. As you know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just email me at djphone, that's djphone at kqna.com. The Wednesday night classic movie series continues at the Prescott Oaks Theater. Tonight, just in time for Halloween, they are showing The Shining on the big screen at 7 p.m. at the Oaks. Danny Lloyd, the little boy who played the son, he never saw that movie in total until he was 17. He was led to believe on the set when he was 7 that he was making a drama, not a horror film, so he wasn't in any scary or upsetting scenes. Also, the scene where Jack Nicholson breaks down the bathroom door with an axe, that came easily. He spent some time many years ago as a volunteer fire marshal. Now, to get Jack Nicholson sufficiently agitated for his angry scenes, they fed him nothing but cheese sandwiches on the set for 2 weeks, which he hates. Also, the Timberline Lodge on Mount Hood in Oregon provided all the exterior shots of what was called the Overlook Hotel in the movie. All of the interior scenes at the Overlook were filmed at Elstree Studios in England, and that set burned down just after all the Shining scenes there were shot. You'll remember the snowy maze and the snowbank against the hotel near the end of the film. That was actually 900 tons of salt and crushed styrofoam. And the reason you see a maze near the end is because in the book, Stephen King had the hedge animals, the topiary, they had to come to life. And director Stanley Kubrick didn't have special effects of that amount in his budget. Now, the graphic artist Saul Bass came up with 300 versions of The Shining's movie poster before Stanley Kubrick was satisfied. Just as a reference point, Saul Bass also did the opening credit sequence for Psycho. Stanley Kubrick deliberately verbally abused Shelley Duvall numerous times on the set of The Shining, telling other cast and crew members not to sympathize with her because he wanted her character, Wendy, to look and feel defeated. And then after the filming was complete, he praised Shelley Duvall to the heavens. But to this day, she calls that probably the worst work experience she's ever had on a movie. So stay tuned. We're going to get a review from Vicki Paris Goodman coming your way in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Someone once said there are two types of music.
Country and Western.
Is my life real or am I dreaming?
Well, Monday, November 12th at the Elks Theater in Prescott, enjoy a wonderful evening of Western swing music.
And far away from suburban sprawl. I'm have been a
That's Miss Devon and the Outlaw, and she will be joined on stage by 2017 Western Music Entertainer of the Year, Christy Harris.
I grew up on Bob Wills and Daydreams. My toes were a tapping to Western Swing.
This is a special Veterans Appreciation Show with a portion of the proceeds donated to Prescott VFW Post 541. Enjoy true Western swing music Monday, November 12th. Tickets available at the PrescottElksTheater.com, at the Elks Ticket Office, or by calling 777-1370.
Yeehaw!
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 208. We have Vicki Paris Goodman in the house. Vicki, you have always have very interesting things to talk about. What is our topic today?
Well, I'm sorry if I misled you, DJ, that I was doing a review. Actually, I'm doing a promo of the Phoenix Symphony concert to come, and also another concert this weekend as well, the Prescott Chamber Orchestra. So I thought I would talk about the Phoenix Symphony first. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra does six or seven concerts a season in Prescott at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. And the second concert of the season, which I'm especially excited about, and I'll tell you why, is this weekend on Sunday, November 4th at 3 o'clock at Yavapai Performing Arts. And the reason I'm so excited is because I think the Phoenix Symphony has the most wonderful concertmaster in Stephen Meckel. That's the first chair violinist. He could be traveling the world, you know. He's virtuoso quality. He's fantastic, and he usually solos in one concert each season, and this is it, the second concert of the
season. You use the term concertmaster. Describe that for a layman.
Yeah, that's the first chair violinist, meaning there's a first violin section and a second violin section. Well, the first chair of the second violin section is called the section principal, as it is for every other section in the orchestra. But the first chair, first violinist is the concertmaster, and that's really the leader of the orchestra, mm-hmm. other than the conductor.
Okay.
So, yeah, in other words, if the conductor fell over during a piece, you'd probably just watch the first violinist's bow, and if the first violinist were at rest, the first chair, the concertmaster, would get up and probably conduct the orchestra in the, you know, the conductor's absence. So he's the leader of the orchestra, and Stephen Meckel's absolutely wonderful, and he's going to be the soloist in this concert, playing the Britten Violin Concerto, which is an interesting piece, actually. It's kind of unusual in the way it's set up. Usually concertos have three movements, which this one does. But usually the second movement is very slow, and in this piece it's the fastest movement. It's a vivace. And
describe that, please.
That's a fast movement, lively. Pretty much just means fast and lively.
Okay.
Okay. And so, yeah, so that's going to be absolutely wonderful. I've heard this violin concerto. It's edgy, but it's lyrical. Beautiful. And another piece they're playing is the Elgar and Enigma Variations by Elgar. It's 14 variations. Wonderful piece. You know, I looked up today, why do they call it the Enigma Variations? I've heard it over and over. I may have even played it. So anyway, apparently there's some controversy in the music world about some think there is a hidden melody in the piece. They're not sure. They're not even sure they've identified it, but that's why the Enigma Variation. Anyway, great piece. Forget the title. It's just a wonderful 14 variation piece. And then they're also doing a short piece, contemporary piece by Rouse called The Prospero's Rooms. I had no idea what this was, so I went on YouTube to find out. It's about 9 minutes long. It's very dark, very low tones, a lot of bass, tumultuous themes every so often throughout this 9 minutes. I actually think it's going to be pretty enjoyable. So that's the concert this Sunday. And again, like the first concert of the season last month, the Yavapai Symphony Association is offering a 10% discount to those who call them in advance to buy their tickets for this concert. There's a 10% discount if you mention code word Elgar. And that's code word Elgar. So you can call the Yavapai Symphony Association at 928-776-4255 to buy your tickets in advance for this concert, only a 10% discount.
When you say Elgar.
When you say Elgar. You must say Elgar.
There you
yes.
go.
Okay, so that's that. Go to this concert. It'll be great. Oh, and by the way, they always have a pre-concert lecture an hour early. So go at 2 o'clock and hear the pre-concert lecture. I think it's usually given by the timpani player. He must be a real scholar, classical music scholar. He always makes it interesting. Sometimes he brings out the conductor. It's going to be a guest conductor named Casse Scaglione this time. And sometimes the conductor participates too. Always interesting. And it makes the concert more interesting to know what to expect in advance.
Now, you've played the violin for how long?
Since age 7. So that would be 50-something years.
What made you take that up at that age?
I absolutely worshipped my cousin Judy, who was 4 years older than me. And she started taking violin lessons. And I said, Mommy, I want to do what Judy's doing. You know, I want to play violin. So they got me lessons. Judy promptly quit. I stayed with it the rest of my life.
Hmm. The reason I asked, too, is because when I was back in my hometown 15 years ago, there was a lead news story that a member of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, his Stradivarius had been stolen. And they estimated the value at $4 million.
Is that all?
How? Why? Okay, explain for me. Again, a layman here. Why would a violin be worth $4 million?
They have never been able to identify what Stradivari did to make his violins superior, and his cellos and violas too, superior to any other. They think maybe it was something in the varnish that he used, because everyone has copied the shape and size of his instruments. So it's not that. You know, maybe the wood he used, maybe he treated it some way. No one really knows what he did to develop that superiority of sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
And how long does a great violin last?
I don't know. His violins were made in the late 18th late 17th.
Really?
Wait, 16. I think it was late 17th and early 18th centuries in Cremona, I believe, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And there were others around that time who made violins too, and those go for a pretty penny, but nothing like a Stradivarius.
Wow.
Yeah. And there were a limited number of them, of course, and so they go for a lot, and most violinists who play them, they're on loan from some benefactor because the musicians themselves can't afford to buy them. So, yeah, they're always on loan from.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. Anyway, I also want to make sure to talk about the Prescott Chamber Orchestra concert this Friday night at St. Luke's Episcopal Church. This is going to be a great concert. I play in this orchestra. Mm. This is one of those Okay, a chamber orchestra is a smaller than a symphony orchestra, you know, just fewer instruments. Now, in this one, we're not just using strings. We're using woodwinds and brass and Maria Fleury on timpani. She's going to be participating. Mm-hmm. And we're playing, oh, my God, four different pieces, and it is just so listenable. I've been in the orchestra for about 2 years now, and this is my favorite concert so far in terms of the music that was chosen. We have a new conductor, Peter Mueller. He's so much fun to play for. He's just a wonderful man. I don't know if you've ever met him, but he's funny, and he's just great, and I really love playing under his baton. He's very easy to follow. He's a good conductor. He's a trombone player, and I think an organ player. I think I've seen him play organ, too, and a terrific conductor. We're playing the Weber Overture from Peter Schmoll, which is an opera. Wonderful piece. From Peter Schmoll and His Neighbors is what the opera is called. He composed this piece when he was 15 years old, Carlo Maria von Weber. And the Beethoven First Symphony, a young Beethoven wrote this, 16 years old. I mean, it's just amazing. A wonderful piece. We're playing it with chamber orchestra. Yeah. Works beautifully. Rossini's Symphony di Bologna. It was Rossini that was 16 years old when he composed this. Beethoven was young, but I think it was more like 25 years old when he composed the first symphony. Sorry about that. Haydn's D major overture. Short and fast piece. Just beautiful. I am so excited about this concert. Can't wait to play in it. It's at 7 o'clock, I think, 7 p.m. Friday night. You can save a couple bucks by buying your tickets online. Google the Prescott Chamber Orchestra. I think it's prescottstrings.org. But anyway, you can go to the website easily by just Googling Prescott Chamber Orchestra. Let's see, what else can I tell you about that? Oh, it's at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, which is very close to Prescott Municipal Airport. Mm-hmm. If you go north on Highway 89, just go past the airport turnoff, which is McCurdy to Ruger Road, turn right, and then immediate left onto Shepherd Lane and sail right into the church parking lot, and parking's free. The tickets are $18 if you get them in advance, $20 at the door, and I think it's only $5 at the door for children under 18, $4 if you get them in advance. Go to both of these concerts. This is going to be a wonderful weekend of classical music.
And that is our update from Vicki Paris Goodman. Thanks for letting us know what's going on in town. When is your next scheduled appearance? I believe November 8th or something like that.
Yeah, which one's that?
You'll be talking about, let's see, what did we think? It's coming up
at
PCA.
Was it Trip to Bountiful?
The Trip to Bountiful, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. That'll be your next visit here on Q&A. We look forward to it. Thanks for joining us as always. Stay tuned because we're going to talk coming up in just a moment with Jamie Nixon from Top Notch Property Management and Sales. That's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
The 2018 model clearance starts now at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019 models are on their way, and some are already here. So we're offering huge deals to reduce our 2018 inventory. Save over $5,000 on 2018 Nissan Sentras, now priced under $15,000. Or one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue, for under $20,000. You choose either a front-wheel drive for $19,488, or if you need an all-wheel drive, it's
it's only $400 more. Looking for an inexpensive, low-mileage used car? Why not just buy a brand-new 2018 Nissan Versa for only $11,388? Plus, that includes a full warranty. The 2018 model clearance going on now at Lamb Nissan. Hurry in for our best selection. Prices this low won't last long. Visit LambNissan.com for all of our great specials. And come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. I'm Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, and we're here to serve.
Listen to Kyrsten Sinema attacking Arizona and making fun of us to her liberal friends.
In my state, Arizona is clearly the meth lab of democracy.
People would watch what was happening in Arizona and be like, damn, those people are crazy. And I want to talk to you about some of the things that I think that you can do to stop your state from becoming Arizona.
Kyrsten Sinema is an extremist, an elitist, and a fraud. Arizona deserves better.
I'm Martha McSally. I have dedicated my life to serving the country and the state that I love. I became America's first female combat pilot and led airstrikes against the Taliban after 9/11. Now I'm leading the fight to secure our border, force insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions, and protect girls and women from sex trafficking. I approve this message because I'm proud to represent Arizona, and I'm ready to continue the mission. I'd be honored to have your vote.
I'm Martha McSally, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate, Inc.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Philadelphia Flyers Monday at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:23. We have Jamie Nixon with us from Top Notch Property Management. Jamie, for those not familiar, tell us about Top Notch, what services you provide.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having me. Top Notch Property Management and Sales is a local real estate brokerage, but we do property management. We do full-time property management services, so an owner hires us to manage their property on their behalf. And then we also have a leasing service, so some owners don't want to relinquish the full management service to a company, then we'll help them find a tenant, market the property, and vet the tenants for them, and then they would manage it themselves.
Is this residential, commercial, both?
Residential is what our primary focus is, yes.
What are some of the headaches you can take off of a property owner?
Right. Well, a lot of it is pricing, for one. Some owners aren't up on the real estate market or the rental market, so that's helpful. Maybe we can maximize their investment a little better that way. In addition to vetting the tenants, that's a should be a very thorough process. Some owners don't do that, and then they are upset because they don't have a good tenant. So vetting is really important because you're setting that expectation with the tenant, and then those are the rules they need to follow, and then hopefully you have a good experience from there.
I used to read the nationally syndicated real estate column by Robert Bruss, and someone asked, why did you get out of owning real estate? And he said two words, tenants and toilets. But you guys can take care of those things, can't you?
That is true. We'll handle all the maintenance on their behalf, the vetting of the tenants, also, you know, upholding the lease, really. This is a list of rules. We are there to uphold those on behalf of the owner.
What kinds of mistakes do first-time property owners make when they want to find a tenant?
I think they fail to do background checks.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them go off of a gut feeling. oh, I kind of like them, or, you know, they drove a nice car.
Yeah.
Something like
that.
They
said all the right things.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
And a lot of times those people can be the most deceiving, because then you'll pull their records and go, oh, wow, I'm surprised by that.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, so I think a lot of it is that. And then when a problem arises, they're not sure how to handle it. They don't have the knowledge of the laws. And if you fail to do a letter or a notification or abide by hourly access laws and things of that nature, then you can really get yourself in trouble that benefits the tenant. And then you have a little trouble getting them out.
Do you find new property owners who believe that they can walk into their the property they own if it's occupied by a tenant? They believe they can walk in at any time and do anything they want?
Yes. So there's a misconception that owners have of, it's my house. I should be able to go there anytime. Well, when you sign a lease with the tenant, you are demising that property, which means you're giving up your right to that property temporarily for that lease term. So the law mandates that an owner give, or anybody that goes to the property, has to give at least a 2-day notice to be on the property. Otherwise, there are, you know, the law does protect the owner, or the tenant, from people just arriving and, you know, harassing them, because some owners just feel like they can stop by a lot, and that it feels like they're being harassed and watched. Mm-hmm. A lot of the tenants feel that way, so.
What areas does top-notch property management and sales serve?
So we do the Quad City areas, Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley. Then we'll go east to Dewey, Humboldt, Mayer, Cordis Lakes. And then we've just started getting accounts in the Camp Verde, Cottonwood, and Clarkdale area. So we're excited about that new adventure that's kind of fell in our lap. So a lot of people are calling and trusting us in that area as well.
Mm-hmm. So. I assume in your business you have to keep abreast of any changes in real estate laws, things like this, property values. How often do you get a new property owner who wants to rent out thinking they're going to cash in big time right away?
Right. Well, I think the misconception or the thought process is, I have an investment property, therefore I'm going to make a lot of money. Sometimes that is true. It can be lucrative, but there's maintenance issues, and so when they're figuring out, is this a good investment, they need to be figuring out, you know, repair costs, turnover costs, vacancy costs, and things of that nature, in addition to whatever their debt is if they have a mortgage or whatever. So there are properties that you can purchase that are a good investment and the numbers work, and then there's some that you buy that the numbers don't work.
So do you ever go on a pre-purchase inspection with a potential buyer as a service to recommend whether they should or shouldn't buy this property?
Yes. We partner with a lot of realtors in town. They entrust us not to steal their clients or do that. So they'll call us and say, hey, this buyer is looking at this property. What are your thoughts on rental? And majority of the time we'll go on site, because the buyer is going to have a perspective, usually in an emotional perspective about the property and the floor plan. The realtor is going to have one based on resale, future resale, and values of that. We're going to have a different perspective of what kind of tenant are you targeting for this property. Is the driveway big enough for three cars because you can't park on the street in the HOA or something like that? So we do help and assist and give them evaluation so that they can make the right purchase for their needs.
Do you ever watch HGTV?
Yes.
How often do you find yourself going, you can't do that?
Yes, a lot. And a lot of it you're thinking, does that really happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. How much is this for show?
This is good TV, isn't it?
Yeah, because the fix and flip, you know, is really popular on that channel. And, those are tough to make money on, mm-hmm. even though it appears that you can, but, you know.
When someone hires you to pre-purchase inspect a property, what kinds of warning signs are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for overall condition, because once they close escrow, those expenses will fall on the new buyer, right? We're looking for functionality of the floor plan, say. What's popular? What are people going to be looking at and saying, oh, this is a rentable property?
Mm-hmm.
Location, of course, is another key. Again, like that example of, oh, I really want to put college students in this property, and it's a 5-bedroom house, but you have parking for 2 cars, and you can't park on the street because the HOA says no. So is that ideal? No. You know, so you try to educate them on whatever style they're or tenant that they're trying to target.
Mm-hmm. And what should a property owner look for in a property management company?
Yeah, there's several things you should be looking out for. Number one is knowledge. In my opinion, that's huge. top-notch, all my employees and me. We stay educated and up on the market. We want to know that the laws are, you know, maintaining. The laws change a lot. So if you're not staying up on those, so a property manager should be educated in that because their job is to protect your asset.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's liability with the owner and with the company, too. So education is big. Knowledge of the market, as I spoke about. But just somebody that's going to look out for your property. Our goal is to educate the client. Our client is the homeowner, right? So if we go out and we do an inspection, maybe we're saying, obviously we're checking to see if the tenant's taking care of the property, but we're looking at it from an owner perspective too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is the fascia board starting to wear? Is the tree getting ready to hit the roof, you know, coming on the roof? So maybe we're not taking care of it now, but maybe it's something they need to know about future, so then they can budget for it, and then they know it's coming. I never want to have the conversation with an owner to say, oh, I didn't know about that, unless I don't know about it either.
Yeah.
So it's a way to keep them educated. And so I've taken a lot of properties from other companies or that were self-managed that were in really horrible condition because nobody had been inspecting. So those are a few, you know, and you want to be able to communicate well with
mm-hmm.
who you're, you know, you got to like them, I guess, on some level and trust that because when you hire a property management company, you're trusting they're going to place the right person, that they're going to take care of your property.
How often should you do these inspections, do you think?
Well, we do them every 5 to 6 months on a rotation
really?
Basis.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can let the property owner know this is probably going to need to be paid for sometime down the road, right?
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And before, if we take a property that's vacant, say, then we do a full initial inspection anyway. So we're determining the condition prior to placing a tenant. The entire house is photographed as well.
Wow.
So when a tenant moves in and they're like, that was that way when I moved in, which I had a dollar for everybody that said that,
yeah.
Then I can say, oh, this blind in this photo, oh, yeah, nothing's wrong with it. So then you know who to charge for it. But
that's why we take pictures of our rental cars the day we pick them up and take them back, and it better match the picture.
Exactly.
Uh-huh,
exactly.
Indeed,
same
yeah.
concept.
Sure.
And then that way you can develop like some things that might be coming, like exterior paint, larger ticket items, you know, that – or recommendations. Maybe you don't mm-hmm. have gutters, and gutters would be a great idea. So we can give them suggestions as well, and then they can figure out what their budget will allow. So.
How can you realistically get rid of a bad tenant?
Yeah, so it starts with notification and communication. So when we have a tenant that's maybe delinquent on rent, that would be the number one reason why you evict somebody. And those are fairly easy to win because it's hard to defend that you're not paying rent, right? So you have to serve a 5-day notice, of course, and make sure that that's in play. Otherwise, the judge won't even listen to your case.
Yeah.
But to evict for any other reason, such as a bad dog or unauthorized roommates or something.
Or destroying the property.
Destroying the property.
Yeah.
So there's safety notifications. There's 10-day notices that you can serve. So that way you're obeying by the law. You're giving them time to rectify. And if they fail to do that, then you're in place to evict.
And how can people learn more about what's going on at Top Notch Property Management or to contact you for your services?
Yeah. So we have a website, which is topnotchprescott.com, and that has a lot of information on there. Our phone number is 928-772-4801, and we'd love to talk to anybody who has any questions or yeah,
great. Now, this is not a rental property, believe me, but I saw in the L.A. Times last week. Remember the old TV series, The Beverly Hillbillies?
Yes.
That mansion is now for sale.
Oh.
It used to be owned by the entertainment mogul Jerry Parenchio. He died last year. It's up for sale now. Guess how much?
I don't know. $3
million? $245 million.
Oh, wow.
Even by L.A. standards, that's a lot of black gold Texas tea, isn't it? $245 million.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
Imagine the commission on
the
that.
The Brady
huh?
House was just up for sale.
I saw that,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's L.A. real estate for
right.
you.
Right.
That
yeah.
is Jamie Nixon from Top Notch Property Management. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay
Thank
tuned.
You.
I've got news local and state plus weather coming away from Link in just a moment. Then we're going to talk about the Chino Valley Police Department K-9 benefit coming up very shortly on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettle's.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Quickly, what's your all-time favorite memory? Time's up. Does it include family, friends, hunting, fishing, dune buggies, quads, or road trips to the heart of brilliant fall colors? Now imagine being able to recreate that memory over and over. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV, and if you can imagine it, we have the right RV to get you there comfortably and affordably. Plan your fall getaway today and start with a road trip to Affinity RV, where you can choose from the latest 2019 models, new 2018s with special dealer and factory incentives, pre-owned RVs, and a few RVs below dealer costs remain on Red Tag Row. Seize the day for as little as $3.88 a day. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, bringing family and lifestyle together for generations of family fun and proud to be named Arizona's only top 50 RV dealer in the U.S. and Canada. Located on Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
Hey, listen to this.
Never flirt with a gal named Tess down old Texas way.
It's swing time at the Prescott Elks Theater.
If you do, I'm telling you, here's what you'll have to say. Oh,
lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down.
Sweet Pea Productions is proud to present Western Music Entertainer of the Year, Miss Devon and the Outlaw, with special guest direct from Collin County, Texas, American Idol Gold Ticket Award winner, Kristen Harris.
Well, I grew up on Bob Wills and daydreams. My toes were a tapping to Western swing.
This special Veterans Appreciation Show will have a portion of the proceeds donated to the Prescott VFW. It's Western Swing at its best, Monday, November 12th. Tickets available at the Prescott Elks Theater box office, at theprescottelkstheater.com, or by calling 777-1370.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Cottonwood police have found another plastic soda bottle bomb.
Yesterday morning, officers responded to East Mingus Avenue for the second day in a row because of a suspicious item. The object turned out to be another plastic bottle bomb, but this time it was a 20-ounce size. The two devices found Monday were made of 2-liter bottles. This particular bomb detonated prior to officers being contacted. The noise of it going off is what caused it to be located. The cap blew off and was found 15 feet away. No one was injured, nor was anything damaged due to these incidents. Details on the contents of the bottle bombs are being withheld because the investigation is ongoing. Anyone who has information on these incidents is asked to call Cottonwood Police at 928-636-4246. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Halloween pumpkins may attract some unwanted trick-or-treaters. Arizona Game and Fish Department officials are reminding area residents that pumpkins and other fall decorations, such as gourds or squash, can attract wildlife when displayed outdoors. Jack-o'-lanterns, uncarved pumpkins, and cornucopias should be displayed indoors on windowsills so they can still be seen from outside. These items should be disposed of properly to help prevent encounters with wildlife. In addition, unintentional or intentional feeding can cause problems for wildlife, such as obesity and malnutrition, and promotes the spread of disease. The Arizona Coyotes got their fourth straight win, 5-1, against the Ottawa Senators last night. The Coyotes take on the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow night. The puck drops at 7, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A FM. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny for the end of the week. Expect an overnight low of 32 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 63 tomorrow and a high of 66 on Friday. 40 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 71 and a high on Friday of 74. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
I'm Dr. Ed Goget, candidate for state representative. My opponent, David Stringer, calls himself conservative, but he wrote legislation to weaken our drug laws. It's a terrible idea. I'm a doctor who works with drug addicts. If we weaken our drug laws, use and abuse will go up, and so will a dozen problems that drug abuse causes. Crime, domestic violence, and child abuse will all increase. We'll see more homelessness, AIDS, and poverty, and more students who do poorly in school or drop out altogether. Substance abuse causes unwanted pregnancy, so we'll have more pregnant teens and more abortion, and there will be more divorce, more single moms, and more grandparents forced to raise their grandkid. Here's what David Stringer doesn't understand. The reason for drug laws is not to punish. It's to keep all these problems from spinning out of control. I'm Dr. Ed Gogic, and I approve this ad. I will work to prevent the chaos drug abuse causes. Paid for by Ed Gogic for State Representative.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:43. We have a K-9 unit fundraiser coming up this Saturday to benefit the Chino Valley Police Department. To talk about it today, we have Lieutenant Randy Chapman. We have Rich and Anna Meislewick and Mike Tickle are all here on behalf of this fundraiser. Rich, I'll ask you first, tell us the basics of this K-9 unit fundraiser.
Thank you, DJ, for having us here. First off, we wanted to bring something to our local community, and I got to tell you, everybody has stepped up on this one. This is a fundraiser for the K-9 unit, our police department K-9 unit in Chino Valley, to purchase they have purchased another unit, and we have to help outfit it. Mm-hmm. So we have decided the Hitchin Post Barbecue, who we own here, and Olson's have teamed up, and Brainstorm Productions have teamed up to do this fundraiser on Saturday from 11 to 5.
Thank you, Steve Sishko, on behalf of Olson's.
Right.
By the way, speaking of Olson's and the Hitchin Post, you guys have like 3 pages of regional advertisers and sponsors who have pitched in to make this possible, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. The town has really stepped up on this. It would take an hour for me to go through this list.
But needless to say, they have recognized the need for this. Lieutenant Chapman, tell us about the K-9 cruiser that this is going to fund.
So we start our budget talks in about January of this year, and at the time everything was good. Since then, our vehicle, we have a backup K-9 vehicle for our K-9, so if their main vehicle goes down, they get into the backup vehicle. Mm-hmm. The backup vehicle is very old. When I was in K-9s in 2006 is when we got it. So it's 12 years old, and these vehicles are running the entire shift to keep the dogs cool and safe with the heat alarms and safety features they have in them. So they take a lot of wear and tear on the vehicles. The backup vehicle has started having issues, and it's not safe for the dog to be in there or the officer to drive it. So if their main vehicle goes down, they have to take the dog home in the backup vehicle and then come back and get in a regular patrol vehicle, and then they're not out there with the dog to benefit the community.
And I would imagine, too, a lot of people wouldn't realize that while the officer is doing whatever the officer has to do at a scene, the dog may be in the car all that time, right? And if you're in an especially hot environment, that can cause some problems, can it?
Absolutely. They have heat alarms in every canine vehicle, and they set the temperature that they would desire to get in a warning on that. And either through a remote pager or a app on their phone, it will let them know. And it'll start honking the horn on the vehicle, flashing the lights, roll the windows down, and kick on auxiliary fans.
Mm-hmm. Anna Meislewick, tell us what you're doing on behalf of this fundraiser.
Well, you know, my kind of position is along this has kind of been to be out there beating the streets, quite frankly. I've been visiting a lot of our local businesses over the last couple of weeks and beating down the doors, and they have really stepped up, like Rich was saying. The raffle prizes and the donations that we've gotten thus far have just been beyond anyone's imagination to begin with.
And Mike Tickle, tell us the importance of having your canine deputies.
That's an interesting question. Is that more of a police officer question than my for me?
We can have Randy do it.
Yeah, I can answer that. So the dogs assist. In Chino Valley, we have narcotics dogs only. So whenever an officer believes there may be narcotics at a location, they can deploy their dog, and their dog will either aggressively or passively alert on those narcotics. And the aggressive alert is they scratch and bite at it. And the passive alert is they sit down and stare at it. And they've been a great asset to us. Our canine handlers are very active, have found numerous finds within the past weeks. And other departments have patrol dogs, and those dogs can assist the officers in safely clearing locations without exposing an officer to anybody that may be in there.
We also have, in addition to the fundraising part of this, you've got raffles, you got food from the Hitchin Post, you got canine demonstrations, right?
Yes. Yes, we do. And then Olson's Grain is also going to have a barrel race going on. And they're going to donate a percentage of their fees back over to the Chino Valley Police Department.
Some of the raffles that we're going to be doing out there, DJ, we've got two rounds of golf and Antelope Hills that have been donated, a night stay at Forest Villas. We've got some Suns tickets that are going to be given away out there. The list goes on. I mean, we've got... Anna probably could tell you a little bit more about those.
Yeah, we've got, like Rich was mentioning, hotel night stays, rounds of golf. We've got some beautiful jewelry. We've got some tactical equipment. I've got gift cards from almost every restaurant in town. like Rich says, we've got gift baskets. The list goes on and on and on. And people need not be present to win, so that's something to keep in mind. We're not asking people to be out there all day to win these raffle prizes. Come on by, get some lunch, buy some raffle tickets. Make sure your phone number's on those raffle tickets, and we'll notify the winners.
And one nice thing about this, even though it's going to benefit directly the Chino Valley Police K-9 unit, you're going to have people coming in from all over the Quad Cities, aren't you?
Absolutely. Well, we hope so. Absolutely.
That's the goal.
That's our goal. Yeah. You know, with the barrel racing going on out there that Olson's is putting on, and then with the food and everything going on out there, we've got some police, the canine unit's going to do some demonstrations. The fire department's going to stop by and have the fire truck out there and let kids, you know, go around that and check it out. And it's going to be a fun-filled day. The whole parking lot of Olson's there is going to be pretty well packed.
Lieutenant Chapman, tell us about the bond that forms between an officer and his canine deputy and how long that takes to form.
Well, when they first get the dog, we send them home with the dog. They set up the kennel at their residence, wherever they would like to set that kennel up, and they kind of hang out with the dog for a week or two. And then they start their training process, and that dog is going everywhere with them and is with them all the time. It's a very strong bond. From my time in the canine unit, I spent more time with my dog than I did with my wife and children.
How'd they feel about that, Randy?
they were good with it. They understand it. It's a very big commitment to make in your life. You know, you have to plan your life around that dog. When you go out on vacation, you can't just leave the dog at home and let your neighbor come by and feed him. You have to make special arrangements. So it's a big commitment, and our officers do a great job with that commitment.
Now, I understand when people see a legitimate service dog, you know, with its owner out and about, you're supposed to ask, may I pet your dog? Same protocol with a canine unit?
Absolutely. And as I mentioned, some of them are bite dogs. You don't want to come up behind them and just start petting them. Yeah. You should definitely ask the officer, and I don't know of any officer in the Quad City areas that's going to tell you you can't pet their dog. Yeah. So they all love pets.
What happens when you take the canine into a school or meet with a group of young kids?
They're usually the way we work it is we go into a school, we start talking to the children, and they just focus on the dog and they just want to pet the dog and hang out with the dog. So they're not even listening to what we're telling them. So.
But on that note, Rich and Mike, tell us how important it is to form that very early friendship relationship with kids, because kids might hear they may hear some negative stereotypes. Depends who they talk to, who they hang with. That's got to be important to set that bar high real early, isn't it?
Well, the younger generation, especially the very, very younger kids, really love – they always want to be police officers or firemen. And especially when it comes to canine animals, there's a lot more interest there. And they really love the dogs, gets them a little closer to the police officers also.
Rich? The amount of time that goes into the training of not only the dogs, it goes into the training of – children and adults, because there is a like Officer Chairman was saying, there's a bond, and that has to be a trust in between them. So when the kids see that, you know, it does form a relationship both ways, from the officers to, you know, us civilians.
Our friend Don Otto, I know, is one of your supporters here from Sun Valley Tire and Auto. When he was putting on the Salute to Heroes at the Prescott Valley Event Center a couple of years ago, I had the privilege of hosting that. And at the end of the show, we invited the crowd to come down and meet the first responders and tour their vehicles, things like this. I couldn't help but notice it looked like about 90% of the people coming down from their seats were kids. They were excited about this. They wanted to meet you guys and ladies. They wanted to find out what it's like to be in law enforcement. But that's got to be a good thing for you guys, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we encourage that. Mm-hmm. I know I do. I'm sure Lieutenant does too. And,
absolutely.
You know, again, that's the bond. And the kids see the units out there and they see the officers working, and then the dogs are working just as hard, if not harder.
Yeah.
The kids, it is an attraction for the children.
Mm-hmm. Tell us one last time when and where the Canine Unit fundraiser is being held.
So we're 11 to 5 at Olson's in Chino Valley on 89 there. And right out in the parking lot, the barrel racing will go on in the Olson's Arena, which is right behind the store there.
And that is this Saturday, correct?
This Saturday, November 3rd, yes.
Very good. Do you guys have a web page where people can go to for more information or a phone number?
We don't, DJ. This was put together quite fast, and we really didn't have enough time to do that. So
you're going to have a good turnout, though, because, I mean, just from having all those wonderful local businesses who are supporting, they will spread the word for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we have a phone number they can call if we want to put that out there. They can call my cell personally, which is 720-427-2066. Or Anna's phone number is 928-848-6644, and we can give you all the information.
That is Rich and Anna Meiselwick, Lieutenant Randy Chapman, and Mike Tickle on behalf of the Chino Valley Police Department K-9 Unit Fundraiser. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got tomorrow's Q&A guests and some final thoughts coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Arizona Cardinals single game tickets are on sale now.
Touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
Don't miss a minute of the action at State Farm Stadium.
Hit by Chandler Jones and sacked. Pickoff by Peterson.
That is one bad bird.
Tickets are available at azcardinals.com/tickets or charge by phone at 800-745-3000.
Touchdown for David Johnson, my goodness!
Arizona Cardinals football. Together, we can do more.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
An Arizona registered nurse speaks out on healthcare.
My name is Tammy. I'm a nurse, and like so many, I have a pre-existing condition. So I pay close attention to who will protect my healthcare. Martha McSally supports making insurance companies cover pre-existing conditions. Those attack ads are just lies.
Why the false attacks on Martha McSally? Because Kyrsten Sinema wanted to make our healthcare much worse. Sinema's big government healthcare scheme would kick you off your healthcare plan. And experts say it would cause doctor shortages and hospital closings. And you'd pay much higher taxes. In fact, even doubling our federal taxes wouldn't be enough to pay for Sinema's radical healthcare scheme. Kyrsten Sinema's healthcare agenda would be a nightmare for taxpayers and patients alike. The real Kyrsten Sinema is just too radical for Arizona. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Prescott at 4. And join me right back here Thursday with my guests, Nikki Bordelon from YRMC, Patient Financial Services, and Rob Essen with Pronghorn Ranch about their proposed rezoning. That's Q&A Thursday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.